You just joined us. You missed me mentioning that we're trying to make the Ed Sheeran experience as special as possible. We've all come through some tough times. There's no question about that. This is the first major concert back in Cork since you know what. It's the Thursday and Friday of next week. It's the Maybank holiday weekend. We're welcoming summer and we're kickstarting with a massive party. It's in Park Aquif. Sold out Thursday. There's tickets available for Friday. See Ed Sheeran in the round would be my recommendation. We've a number of things planned to make it special. Today is the day we start with number one. And it's number one for a reason. Two lads from the cabin, Knocknaheeny, Coben, Jamie. They call themselves Sparky and Jamie the King. The track is Make Ed Rebel Red, and this is its radio debut, commissioned by Red FM. Thank you, Gary McCarthy. This is brilliant. Turn it up nice and loud. It's Pure Cork. Pure Cork. We hope Ed hears it.
Ed, the minute you land in Cork, you better give us a call now. I'll have my entourage meet your entourage. We'll show you around on our side. We'll bring our mum too.
Sound, break it down, thinking of making a new sound. Playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd. That's new now. Chow seems to laugh, is great now. See me, see me, see me.
Dirty Capitan, we represent. So Ed, you gotta turn rebel red. Anywhere else, get it out of your head. We make you pure carb like a barn of bread. I bet you thought you were done with me. Playing pencil nose with Tubridy. Me and Jamie on the toy show, no fearing. Big shout out to my bro Ed Sheeran. But Ed, gotta get it in your head. To move down to Cork, we paint the town red. Hang out with Sparky down at the marquee. Chilling at Parky Queen, we gon' party. I went to gigs over no fuss. We'll head to the cabin and the 202 bus. And Knocknaheeny to hang with Jamie. We're keeping it real north side of the Lee. Around here, yeah, we do it well. Tunes ringing through the city like the sounding bells. Me and you, we can make bangers. I know you wanna be a Cork legend. The Recapitan, we represent. So Ed, you gotta turn rebel red. Anywhere else, get it out of your head. We make you pure carb like a barn of bread. The Recapitan, we represent. So Ed, you gotta turn rebel red. Anywhere else, get it out of your head. We make you pure carb like a barn of bread.
You need me
on the track with you.
You need me
on the track with you.
You need me
on the track with you.
You need me
on the track with you. The boys on the track with you. Sparky on the track with you. Jamie on the track with you. The cabin on the track with you.
Sparky, Jamie the King, Make Ed Rebel Red. You'll be hearing more of that.
Dave Max Drive.
The clock is ticking, lads, down to midday when Red FM becomes Ed FM. And a few minutes' time, I'll be going to the Bells of Shandon because we got a crew up there, including Colm O'Sullivan, who's going to be a ringing of those bells. But I've been waiting for this all week long because a couple of years back in studio, I had two very, very famous Cork rappers. Of course, they're Sparky and Jamie the King, who actually hung out with Ed Sheeran when they were up with him at the Late Late Toy Show. And they have very kindly visited me in studio this morning. So, oh, Jamie the King.
Hello.
What's happening, bud?
Good.
Sparky.
What's happening?
What's happening, man? Are you good?
Yeah.
Tell me about the song you've written.
We wrote a song about Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Called Make Ed Rebel Red.
Okay. And you're going to do it this morning, live in studio, I'm told?
Yeah.
Now, I got to be sure about that. Your headphones, you said to me, make sure the headphones are good and loud. So are they good and loud?
Yeah.
Okay. Loud enough for you.
Yep.
Okay. You're going to the gig?
Yeah.
Which one?
Friday.
Any chance you might meet him?
Hopefully.
How'd you get on with him when you were in Dublin?
Good.
Yeah?
Best experience.
Yeah,
was it?
Yesterday.
Why do you say that? Were you nervous?
Really. And I am now as well.
We were literally shocked when we saw him.
I'd say he was delighted to hook up with you. Now, I've got to quickly go north side. Why wouldn't you? Up to the Shandon Bells. Colm, good morning.
Good morning, Neil Prendeville. How are you, sir?
The countdown is on to midday when Red FM turns to Ed FM. Are you ready? What are you going to do for us?
We are ready. Neil, I am half ashamed to make a confession to you. It's my first time ever, born and reared in Cork, being up where I'm standing now on the roof of the Shandon Bells. I've never been up here before.
And the view is amazing.
Oh my God.
It's absolutely amazing. So you've never rang the Shandon Bells until this day?
Until this day. Never in my life have I been up here. And I'm up on the roof now. We've got Marissa, who's the bell ringer. The official title for a bell ringer is a campanologist. That's something else that I didn't know. She's playing away in the background there.
Is she just warming up there, is she?
She's warming up in the background there. Tell her to hold it a little while because I want to introduce her properly. And she's playing in the background. We'll get a proper listen in a second, Neil. We're going to play the tune of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You across Cork City here. I can see every little nook and cranny of Cork City as I look down the beautiful sunny afternoon from the Shandon Bells.
Welcome to NFM as we get ready for Porky Queen.
Cork's favourite redhead is playing Porky Queen. And to celebrate, we've dropped the R. Welcome to Cork, Ed Sheeran. This is Ed FM. And now, another five hits in a row.
Something special happened earlier today, around midday. Red turned Ed. You know why? Because the favourite red, Cork's favourite redhead's back in town. Neil Prendeville was the master of ceremonies with the help of Colm O'Sullivan, who, like me, went to the top of the Shandon Bells for the very first time. Only today, in order for the Shandon Bells to ring out the arrival of Ed Sheeran across the Cork rooftops. Here's how that went down.
Good morning, Neil Prendeville. How are you, sir?
The countdown is on to midday when Red FM turns to Ed FM.
Being up where I'm standing now on the roof of the Shandon Bells, I hear the bells of Shandon ringing to the tune of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. So take it away, Marissa. Let's give it a lash there if we can.
Magic stuff, Marissa.
17 degrees.
Red Breakfast with Kira, Laura and Rob Heffernan.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran and you're listening to Ed FM.
Celebrating Ed Sheeran in Cork. This is Ed FM.
Do you want to win $2,500?
Yeah,
what? All you have to do is guess what the song is, alright? And we'll give you some pocket money to come out with us in Cork after your concert.
Right, Ed. This is our 7:45 secret sound on Red Breakfast. What do you think it is, Ed Sheeran, for €2,500?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Ed.
We're rooting for you.
Hello, bye.
Is it like a chair creaking? No, it's not, is it?
No, better luck with the concert, Ed.
It's not, Ed.
Legend.
It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you. We can't wait to see you here in Cork. And if you need any more walk-in tips on places to go or maybe spots for, you know, refreshments, Rob will sort you out.
Thank you.
Nice one, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Bye.
Bye.
When I
was
6 years tonight, we'll give you a shout-out. If you're heading to Porky Queeve, text us or WhatsApp us right now, 086-8104-106, and we'll be live from there at 4 p.m. this evening as well. But I think this gang are heading dead, Sheeran. Sue, how are you? How's it going?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
I'm great, Sue. How is your Thursday going?
Oh, amazing.
You're on your way, are you?
We are on our way.
And are you driving at 90?
Oh, geez, if they want to be
faster,
they would.
I'm on my way, driving at 90, Ed Sheeran. So you're going to Porky Queeve tonight?
We are.
Who have you got with you?
Sasha and Scarlett.
Sasha and Scarlett and yourself, Sue, all excited for Ed Sheeran tonight. Have you seen him live before?
We have. It's Scarlett's third time seeing him and Sasha's first time.
Oh my God, so first gig for Sasha, but Scarlett must be a huge fan. Third time seeing Ed Sheeran.
Extremely huge fan. She absolutely adores him.
How much do you love Ed Sheeran, Scarlett?
Lots.
Lots and lots. You love Ed Sheeran lots and lots. Well, do you know what? We'll try and make your day even better. Let's do the vending machine for you guys. What we need from you for the vending machine is a letter A to F and a number 1 to 9.
1,
2,
3.
3.
3. 2. 3B.
3B, B3, okay, let's do B3 then. You have to confer about it. Let's do B3, we'll see what's in here now. B3, here we go, all right. B3, here we go, let's get your envelope, all right. Let's open it up for you. And what we've got is a 1 month membership for the Mardike Arena, guys, all right? That's going to get you the gym.
Amazing.
The gym, the swimming pool, whatever you want there. If you want to go swimming, if you want to use the gym for a month there at the Mardike Arena. That okay?
Yay! Fantastic.
Loving it.
Brilliant.
Cool. Dave Max Drive.
Please sing as loud as you can.
Live from Porky Queeve as Ed Sheeran hits Cork. Ed FM.
We're live from the Big Ed bus right at the, well, I was going to say the gates. There are no gates to Páirc Uí Chaoimh anymore. There's a beautiful park in front of us, and then there's just the beautiful stadium of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, like a mirage, just rising up in front of my eyes from the top deck of the Big Ed bus, and peeping out the top of it is the stage that I saw at Croke Park on Sunday. It's a spectacular setup. In the round, Ed Sheeran tonight sold out, 35,000 people coming, many of them to enjoy their first concert, which are super messages. I'm loving them. Keep them coming into me on 0868 104 106. But there are still tickets if you want to join the fun and the fair tomorrow evening for Ed Sheeran's second night in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and the news in that he's donated 160 tickets to tomorrow night's show to Ukrainian refugees across Leaside, which is a lovely story. To the weather, mostly cloudy across the city and county, temperatures of 11 degrees. With that, let's get those hits out.
Cork's Ed FM, coming to you live from Páirc Uí Chaoimh as Ed Sheeran arrives in the rebel county.
Tonight is the night. Chris Brown, yeah, on Cork's hit music station, Ed FM, joined here on the Big Ed bus by no less than the Lord Mayor of Cork. More importantly,
from Ballincollig.
From Ballincollig. Up the village.
How's
Colm Kelleher?
Absolutely.
Great
amazing.
To see you.
How are you keeping you well?
You've left the chains at home.
I left the chains at home, casual tonight.
Civvies. Looking good.
Thanks
looking
very much.
Sharp boy.
Thanks
huh?
very much.
Great. Sandra here now, looking after you.
Taking the pictures.
Sandra Murphy here in the background as well. With all the stars on the Big Ed bus this evening. what's the crack? Have you ever seen him before?
I did. I was here the last time he was here down the park. No, it's absolutely brilliant, you know, to have him back. There's great atmosphere all the way down Monaghan Road, up around City Hall.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's brilliant. It's great for the city. It's great
even
to be back.
For us here, the Red FM gang that have been, you know, it's like, it feels like, you know, it's proper Red FM event stuff. People, you know, people coming up for selfies with the Big Ed bus and
the whole lot.
And, yeah, but just the crack, you know, and you get to see people and say hello and it, oh no, we missed this.
This is the Top 7 at 7 on Red Hits with Katie Jane.
Good evening. You're very welcome along. It is Red Hits with Katie Jane. I'm with you live this evening from Páirc Uí Chaoimh, where Mr. Ed Sheeran is going to take to the stage very, very shortly. Got your Top 7 at 7. As always, a voucher for Dino's Family Chip Shop to give away with the throwback track in a little while. In at number 7 tonight, it is Ed Sheeran. It's Don't.
The Top 7 at 7, celebrating Cork's favourite redhead, Cork's Ed FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Ed Sheeran.
Red Hits with Katie Jane.
Is everyone here to have a good time?
Cork's Ed FM.
Are you ready?
You're number one in tonight's special Ed Sheeran Top 7 at 7. That's Bad Habits. It's Red Hits and it's Katie Jane live with you from Páirc Uí Chaoimh. We're in the Big Ed bus this evening and it's fabulous down here. That I've it's a long time since I've seen so many people and so many happy faces. It's amazing.
Stop thinking out loud and call Neil Prendeville now on 0818 104 106. Cork's Ed FM.
And text 0868 104 106. It's a free...
He's playing Páirc Uí Chaoimh again tonight at FM, your official Ed Sheeran station at 5 o'clock. Breida has the latest.
On air, online and your smart speaker. This is Ed FM's newsfeed.
Fans were full of praise for Ed Sheeran's first performance in Cork since 2018 last night. The staging of Ed's new show has been described as a game changer, ensuring that he manages to engage his audience even more than before. Fans say he delivered hit after hit on an energetic night that left them dazzled by pyrotechnics and his amazing In the Round stage. Gates open at 4 o'clock today and fans heading down to the park are reminded to take public transport and ensure they have their tickets downloaded to their fully charged phones. Speaking to Red FM News, these fans say the atmosphere in the city is just electric ahead of tonight's gig.
I'm from Latvia, but we're 14 years in here. A few of my friends, they said, this is it, you have to go. And I was like, okay, we're going.
It's a concert in Cork, first big one, so yeah, I wanted to be here. So there's great atmosphere.
Absolutely. This is
our second time seeing him. We've seen him in Croke Park the last time, so you know.
So yeah, Ed, if you're listening, we love you.
Welcome to the real capital, Mr. Sheeran, from your friendly local, Ed FM.
Bouncy Bank Holiday Friday feels from MK with 17. More of that to come on the Old School Party from 7 with Stevie G. Live from the Big Ed Bus just outside Parky Quay for night 2 of Red Sheeran. Speaking of Red Sheeran, he was in conversation with Rob, Kira and Laura talking about last time he was on Leaside 4 years ago hanging out with his cousins.
I have a bunch of cousins and uncle and aunt that live there, so yeah, just hung out with them and got taken around. I think I was writing for this record, so I was in the studio as well at the same time, but it was good fun.
And Ed, where are the cousins from? What part of Cork are they from?
I mean, they're kind of all over. They're not actually from Cork, but they lived in Cork and they live in Cork. But yeah, Billy runs a film production company and my cousin Murray was the one who came on tour with me and filming my stuff. But,
I'd say there'd be a lot of cousins coming out of the woodwork. All right,
so, yeah.
Now, there's a certain girl called Lily May who has quite the story to tell. The video behind this story is just been posted on Red FM's Insta and Facebook. Lily May, speaking to Dave Mack, threw her phone on stage last night for Ed to take a selfie video, as it turns out, of Parky Keeve. After this short clip, her storage is full and stopped recording. It's still a super special piece of content that Lily May has. Let's hear her story.
Hello?
Lily May.
Hello.
Can I first of all say what a fabulous name, and you're coming into your month. It's your month.
It is.
The month of Lily May is forthcoming. It's the Lily May Bank Holiday Weekend. You were at Ed Sheeran last night, or Red Sheeran, as we've been calling him. You're now talking to Cork's Ed FM. And how are you dealing with your recent fame, your newfound fame?
I don't know, to be honest.
Let's get the story. You weren't going to go to last night's gig. In the end, the FOMO got the best of you. How did you manage to get a ticket at such a late point?
So basically I had it up on my story and one of my friends from school texted me and was like, look, I'll give you my ticket if you want.
Wow, who's that?
So I was like, are you sure? Like, grand, whatever.
Whatever, it's not. There's nothing whatever about it. That was a super special thing to do. Who's she? Let's say hi to her.
It was actually one of the lads. It was Richard Cullinan.
Richard Cullinan, whoop, whoop, whoop. You are in Lily May's good books for life, buddy. Okay, so you get to the gig. Best decision you ever made. Super show. We've been talking about it all week. We'll talk about it forevermore because they just are super shows, spectacular set. Where were you for it?
So basically, I actually wasn't at the front at all. Mm-hmm. I was way in the back.
Right.
Way in the back. And then I kind of got bored. So I was like, do you know what? I'll just trek up to the top. I say it took about 10 minutes to get up there.
Yeah.
Got up there. And I was talking away to the security. They were lovely there. He started talking. So I just decided to throw my phone off.
As you do. So basically he was in front of you, like up, you're looking up at him on stage and he's chatting away to the crowd and you think, you know what, I'm going to fire my phone at him to see what he does.
Yeah, naturally, like.
So was that the bit in the show where he held it up and he was like trying to take a picture or whatever?
Yeah.
And he actually said, someone's just thrown their phone at me, and everyone laughed and it was like, kind of, what the hell? And then he picked it up and everyone's like, oh my God, so was it cool. So he does that, he holds it up, but basically you couldn't store, your memory's bust.
I think, so basically what happened, I think he took one by accident and then I have another one and he holds it up and he gets the crowd in, but then it cuts off and I think that's when it said storage full.
Oh my God. It was basically like moment of your life and then like cruelly taken away at the exact same time as it happened.
Exactly.
I still think it's a cool story. You didn't come away with the goodies at the end of it all, but nearly. It was like an open goal and you basically skied the ball left of the post and missed it.
Yeah. Literally
something like that. Lily May, let's say hi to your mum. She heard me mentioning you and she rang up saying, answer your phone, Lily May, answer your phone. What's her name?
Karen.
And where are you guys from?
We're from Ballincollig.
Nice one. Thank you for your story. You'll see it on Red's Insta. Oh, that's him. That's him. There's Ed. Ed's coming by. Well, that's the okay. Yep, there's the Gardaí. And hang on a second now. Oh, there he is. There he is. Just went past me in the blacked out van. How are you, Ed? How's it going? Yep. Having great crack. Thanks so much. Have a good gig tonight, sir. Hope you get the Cork City jersey that we left in for you with the Ed Sheeran 22 on the back of it. Actually, just Sheeran with 22 on the back of it. Originally, we were going to get him the new Cork City black jersey because it's super cool looking. But then we thought, you know what? If he's going to wear it on stage, and let's hope he does, it needs to be the classic home Cork City jersey. We wish them good luck tonight taking on Longford Town in Turner's Cross at 7:45.
Everyone in Cork's talking about Red Sheeran. We did not know the answer. If you've got tickets, enjoy the gig and remember to to tune to Ed FM on your way home. Cork's hit music station, Ed FM.